Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Who is Greatest in the Kingdom of Heaven? You know that there is a kingdom of heaven. The Bible says that there's no greater name in heaven, in the earth, and beneath the earth. There is a heaven. When we look up, we see heaven. We can see the natural heaven. But above, even the heavens where the stars and the sun is, there is a heaven, the heaven God. Okay, so we're reading the Bible in 1 year. We're currently in Genesis, and we always have one Old Testament, one New Testament, one Psalms and Proverbs in every day's reading, starting now, and we will end on December 31st. I hope you can stay with me in the Bible Book Club and read the Bible with me in 1 year. You will be blessed. You open up the Word of God. It has so many beautiful things that God has to say to you today. But today, the disciples in Matthew 18, this is in the New Testament, greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Remember, there's a heaven. There's a kingdom of heaven. Jesus called a small child over to him and set the little fellow down among them and said, unless you turn to God from your sins and become as little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, anyone who humbles himself as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What is God talking about here? What is Jesus talking about? Because Jesus was talking to them. The disciples wanted to know who was going to be the greatest disciple. In another scripture, they asked, can I sit next to you when you get to your throne in heaven? And, you know, people wanted to be great in the kingdom of heaven. Well, now Jesus is telling them how you can be great in the kingdom of heaven. Unless you turn to God from your sins and become as little children. What does that mean, little children? Well, I think he's talking about the qualities of little children. Children is not independent. Number one, they have to depend on their parents to take care of them, especially when they cannot walk and they cannot eat on their own and they cannot change their own diaper or go to the bathroom. They need their mother and their father. They are not independent. That's number one. Number two, they learn how to trust in their moms at first, because the moms usually the one that taking care of them. And that even if the mom calls them, they will come. Their mom is going to care for them and protect them, feed them, pray for them, many things. Feed them, clothe them, hug them, kiss them. That's what mothers do, but dads do also. But the children, when we become a child of God, we're like this little child that needs to be nurtured, and until they can stand on their own and become independent. But in the beginning, when we come to God, we learn the first thing is how to lean on Jesus. Be dependent on God to lead and guide and help you along the way and feed you actually, and many, many things that you will learn as you become a little child. If you come to God with the attitude that you know everything and you've experienced anything and nobody can teach you anything, then you're going to have a little bit of problem in the kingdom of God. But Jesus said you must become. You must turn to God, turn away from your sins and turn to God and become as a little child. Or you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because there is no rebellion in heaven. All rebellion was kicked out of heaven. Anyone who moves in rebellion is not going to be able to adhere to whatever God is asking. Because rebellion and stubbornness are two things that God does not like. I'm sorry about that. But he put up with it in the earth, but he will not put up with it in heaven. Praise God. What does that mean? That means he has a plan for you. He's going to do something in your life, but he needs you to cooperate with him. Work with God. I heard this evangelist say that the other day, and that's my favorite saying now. God doesn't work for me. I work with God. That's what he said. And how do we work with God? By knowing his word. Because his word is synonymous with anyone who humbles himself as this little child. You have to humble yourself. That means sometimes you have to keep your mouth quiet. Sometimes you have to obey your parents. Sometimes you have to come as a little child, like Jesus said. The child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And any one of you who welcomes a little child like this, because you are mine, is welcoming me and caring for me. When you care for your child, you are doing God's perfect will. When you care for your child, any of you causes one of these little ones who trusts in me to lose his faith, it would be better for you to have a rock tied to your neck and be thrown into the sea. And you know what? I take this scripture very personally, because when we are adults and we lead children astray to do things that God is not going to be edifying to God and not edifying to you and not edifying to themselves. The Bible says, woe upon the world for all its evil. Temptations to do wrong is inevitable. But woe to the man who does the tempting. If you're leading, there is a right and there's a wrong. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, Bible says cut it off and throw it away. It's better to enter heaven crippled than to be in hell with both of your hands and feet. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. Because it's better to be in heaven with even one eye than to be in hell with two eyes. Beware that you don't look down upon a single one of these little children, for I tell you that in heaven their angels have constant access to my Father. Whatever happens on the earth, God sees it. There's no place we can hide our sins, because wherever you are, God is there. God is there. And He sees everything. He knows who you are. And he knows what you do, good and bad. There's nothing you can lie about to him. You can lie to people. You can lie to the world. You can put up a facade. But what I love about it, he knows who I am. He loves me anyway. He knows who you are, and he loves you anyway. Friend, God said we should not despise, hurt, or kill little ones. We are not supposed to hurt, despise, or kill little children. They have an advocate in heaven. Some angel is speaking up for them in heaven. And remember, Psalms 127 says, are a gift from God. Children is not a toy. Children is not a slave. Children are a gift from God, and they deserve to live. They are his reward, and one day we will give an account for everything that we do. And that's God. You heard that song, one of the first songs I ever heard in my life. But Jesus loves the little children. All the children of the world, red and black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. God bless all the children in America. Bless the little unborn ones, Father God. Lord, let them live and know God and belong to God, Father God. And Lord, bless their parents, give them wisdom in raising their children. We thank you for them. We thank you for the value of little children. And Lord, we thank you. Anyone who kills them, anyone who hurts them, Father God, we know there will be judged, Father God. And thank you, we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.